This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Tone. Kenny. So, Major League Baseball and the Guardians, Texas Rangers, Brewers, and Twins are all going to have... All right, here we go. Major League Baseball is going to produce and distribute local games for the Guardians, Brewers, and Twins in 2025. The Texas Rangers are leaving Diamond. So, this happened yesterday afternoon. The Rangers are no longer partnering with Diamond, which is Bally, and they are considering a local media option for 2025. However, the Guardians, Brewers, and Twins are going to have Major League Baseball produce and distribute local games for the 2025 season. So even though we're in the 2024 season and we have Game 3 of the ALDS later on today, there is some news in the 2025 season about what's to come and how you can see your Guardians during the 20... the defending American League Central champion Guardians in 2025, Tone.
It's exciting times, more accessible. Yet we don't know the specifics yet because it just means that Bally's is not going to be part of the equation for this season, right? But we're still wondering, will local affiliates pick it up? Will it be on a streamer like Amazon and they'll have a partner or something like that locally? So we just don't know exactly how it's going to be broadcast. We just know it's not going to be the old model that we've been used to dating way back, whether it was Bally's, Fox Sports. Back in the day, it was Sports Channel.
Like, gosh, all those Major League Baseball. If Major League Baseball's... if you want to have some fun, I mean, you got 162 whacks at it. Do old style. Do like a WUAB night. Bring back Drennan. Bring back some of the guys. Like, just have a night of it.
Drennan, what about Galletti?
Well, hold on. You bring back Galletti.
Les Levine.
You can't bring back Les. Sadly.
Rest in peace. He'd have been perfect for it.
Pre and post game, Les would have been excellent. What about Sports Channel? You want to bring in Jack Corrigan for a game?
You know what? Yeah. Yeah.
Do it a reminds you of my youth. Version
it's with a throwback.
With the old Sports Channel graphics and things like that. Like,
he's still with the Rockies, right?
He took off and... he's been Rocky Mountain High ever since, man. That's the way it is. Have fun with it. There is a little bit of a problem that you notice, though, to it, is that we're going to have less money to pay players.
that's the rub.
Which is not necessarily great. Now, there is a way to make up for it a little bit, which I have an idea for later, which I don't think a lot of people are going to like, but still, Major League Baseball is going to produce it. Hopefully, it keeps everybody who you know and like there. And we can continue to have fun. I would hope that we just keep on rolling into 2025 with the people as they are. And I don't know what channel. Is there a sub channel it would be on for Major League Baseball? How would you go about this? Because I'm a cable guy. I'm still a cable guy.
Me too. So we've always gotten the games, but we have heard from so many fans that it's unfortunately a relic of the past because cable subs have gone by the wayside, and a lot of people, they didn't really fill that gap. But that's why all the teams need some sort of local programming. They need these games to be distributed locally for free, right? That was the hope, so they could have eyeballs. The problem is free means they're not getting the $50 million a year, you know, that they were getting from Bally's by distributing it that way.
So the question would be, do you want the Guardians to be more accessible or do you want the money?
Yeah.
Would you be willing to take the Guardians in a blackout for half the year or would you rather them have the money?
Yeah, it comes at a cost because I saw everybody celebrating it yesterday for good reason, even though we still don't know the actual outcome. We don't know how we're going to be able to access the games.
Yeah.
But this is supposed to be better for everybody, and Major League Baseball recognizes that too, but it comes at a major cost because the difference between the haves and the have-nots, from the Guardians to the Yankees to the Dodgers to the Angels, who have their massive deals, and they're going to have to tinker with their deals too. They're still going to be questioned in the air about what kind of deals those teams get as well. But the gaping hole, the chasm between us and them just is magnified in a situation like this.
Did Major League Baseball already take over some properties?
Yes.
Okay, did they do it for 2024?
Padres, Rockies, yes. We talked about the Rockies before the season
the
started.
The $99 plan.
Yes.
Okay, more of that coming up. But because this is what jogs my memory. Thank you very much, Owen. Remember, like, was it last week you said we should give a round of applause to Rob Manfred because viewership's up? Well, this says now the Guardians will expand. They can now reach up to approximately 4.86 million households. That is an increase of 235%. The Minnesota viewing capacity expands to approximately 4.4 million. Boy, we have a huge metro here. We don't even realize it. Minnesota's expands to approximately 4.4 million homes, an increase of 307%. So that has to be involved in the viewership, isn't it? Like when you saw the ratings last week, doesn't that have to be involved? Like if there's more people that can watch, clearly they're going to watch. They're all sports fans.
And especially here.
Yes.
I mean, we know one thing.
So our viewership is going to have to go through the roof, it would look like.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I was looking at the TV deals, like the Guardians estimated rights fees in 2022 actually got up to $55 million. this is incredible. The Dodgers, $196 million. So that was the edge. And now this is going to go down from $55 million to, some people are speculating, might be lucky to get 15. I mean, this is a massive cut for all these teams these types of markets.
There's one way to make up for it. You ain't going to make up for all of it. You ain't going to make up that. $40 million, that ain't going to happen. But you willing to pay the $99 flat fee a year to watch the Guardians? Us in the room have to.
The assumed price, yes. That's what the Rockies
I'm just going by what the Rockies did last year. So $99 flat fee. Or was it $199 to watch everything? It was $199 to watch everything. Right. It was $99 just to watch the Rockies.
Does the Cavs have one more year this year? It looks like this is going to be it, most likely for Bally's with the Cavs final season.
If you pay attention to any of these things, and maybe you do, maybe you don't, they are definitely positioning themselves to have a in-house type of brand being taken care of. Now, I don't want to step on anybody's toes there, but which is good. You always want accessibility to your basketball team as well, for crying out loud.
Well, because think about it.
That's not a criticism whatsoever.
We came at the time, right before us, Kenny. Yeah, I'm 43. Before, like maybe 5 years earlier, it was really hard to get the games. Like not every game was available. And then so for my whole lifetime, almost all the games have been available.
Oh, yeah. If there's a high school kid, their dad's going to tell them right now on their way into school, their mom's like, yeah, we had 72 games on television. Mm-hmm. That was it.
And now think about the last, what is it, 3 or 4 years, five years that our listeners have told us games just aren't on. They're not on in the background. We're not paying. We cut cable. We're not doing the standalone streaming or whatever it was.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bally's to go.
Are the Guardians...
The people just refuse to do that.
Are the Guardians a popular enough product to get the $99 a year?
That's a good question.
Out of the general fan.
Because you and I would do it, obviously.
Yeah, that's without question.
But I can't speak for everybody else. I can't speak for... Mitch, your specific situation, would you... You're a huge diehard baseball fan. You go to a lot of games. You can get a press credential and just go for free, obviously. But would you pay $100 at this stage of your life and your career?
I would have to be... It would have to be worth me watching the 162 games, and I didn't watch as many as...
That sounds like a no. I mean, honestly, your hesitation, it sounds like you probably wouldn't.
I would. I just don't know if I'm going to get my full money's worth.
Would your friends...
I can't say for sure.
Wait, are you talking about the $199 for him?
Oh, you're saying it's $199. I was saying $99.
That's for full MLB.
Yeah, full MLB's. It was $199 for the Rockies. This would be. I'm just imagining it would be $99 for the Gardos.
And I think they're getting rid of the blackout situation.
That's the easiest. We'll just call it no more blackouts.
Yeah, $100. Sorry, yeah, $100.
The easiest way to do the math right now.
Would you do $100?
I do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't do the. I'm not going to do the $199.
Is that because other teams. Of your job, though, Mitch?
That's why I asked if his friends would do it.
No, I watch baseball more than most of my friends do, I would say.
I mean, I feel like the same way. When you go on the grand scheme of 162 games for $100, that's less than a cup of coffee.
Yeah, well, think about it this way, though. Back when cable was at its peak, you were paying $150. Maybe some people were paying $200, $250. You were getting not only all of your baseball games.
Yeah.
You were getting the national stuff. You were getting the Cubs. You were getting the Braves.
That's back when you cared about the national stuff.
Sure, sure.
I don't think people care as much about the other games.
But you were getting all the NBA. You were getting the Cavs. You were getting all your news channels. It was an unbelievable model that encompassed everything. Now, for $100 or in the neighborhood of $100 to $200, you're only getting the Guardians. That is a much worse sell. If you really think about it, that is a much worse deal than what we used to get.
Yeah, but that's what I'm interested in. I'm not interested.
We're talking to the diet. What I want to know is this going to hurt? It would something like this. This is why you need local over the air access. Just paying per play like this. I don't know that people are going to do that. That's just such an extra cost for the casuals. I think the casual fans will just be like, hey, you know, we'll go to however many games in a year, maybe 5, maybe 6, maybe 7, maybe 10. And then when the playoffs start, we'll watch it that way.
See, this is such a... Because I know you just kind of highlighted it, but it always felt like it was free because it was baked into the cost.
Yes.
So if I had cable and I was paying $175 a month or whatever it was, or say what it was, I think my dad was paying like $59 a month back in the day when I was a kid. If you're paying $59 a month or whatever, then $1.28 was going to the Guardians or Indians at that time every single year or month, and you didn't realize it because it was all baked into the cost. Now, this is basically a la carte for what you want.
Was going to his favorite station, Fox News. Absolutely.
My father?
Reckless speculation.
Or was it the mom?
Pick one. The mamas or the papas?
Anyway, we're moving on there, buddy. So, you know, my dad's never called in. You might have just got him to. It felt like it was free. It wasn't free. It's never been free. Sports have never been free. Except for over network television, NFL, and those were ads. But the baseball and basketball, hockey, it's never been free. We just assumed it was, with the exception of when it was on network times, and that was a truncated time. Once we got to 162 games, and it's been on cable access or cable television, it's never been that way. So now I'm basically telling you, and this is a scary practice for the sports, is that people will decide based on your own success whether or not that they're going to quote unquote invest in you with their time and certainly their money.
Year by year basis.
I had a guy,
maybe month by month.
I had a guy post on my Facebook overnight. This is overnight. a Facebook friend of mine posted that he was getting rid of his NFL Plus over this. And I went, I was thinking, and he, the reason he wrote, I mean, if you want to be honest, the reason he wrote was because of, he wrote the quarterback's name.
Yeah.
And the reason why, what's making him cancel the NFL Plus. And I thought, well, there's plenty of other games I'd want to watch, which is a, you know, totally different thing. I'm watching Giants Seahawks right now because I'm a sicko, but, you know, that's what it is. There's plenty of other options. So, like, the NFL as itself, I still like the product, and I'm willing to pay the $99 a year for the product. I'm surprised they haven't charged me more recently here. I'm willing to do that. Basketball on its own, I mean, if you made me pay for all the other games, I think different. Like, that's why, like, I don't mind a Friday or Saturday night NBA game on ESPN in the background or Thursday night, whatever, in the background, even if it's not the Cavs.
And they're going to be on almost seven nights a week now with their new cable deal.
Yes, yes, they are. Well, there's going to be there's a primetime game almost every night now. Yeah, so it's something in the background. I think that's going to be better because I can just have it on while I'm doing other things, and I can follow along with the basketball game until the final 2 minutes, and then I'm there. So that'll make it easier. But with the baseball, $99 a year for the Guardians, it will make people decide if you are good, they will pay. If you are not, they're going to, that is their way to take away from it. That is their way to send a message. And then, of course, the vicious cycle is they say, well, we can't afford so-and-so because you won't pay so-and-so. And that,
yeah, we've heard that before.
That is never going to do it. We've been, oh boy, have we beat that horse. There is nothing left on that carcass on that one. So $99 a year. I'm just guessing. That is a guess. They have not said anything like that. I would pay it. I think a lot of people would. This group, I think a lot of people would.
Well,
if you could add 12 bucks a month or whatever it is to your installment or what, you know, will it be under, then maybe that would make it a little bit better. Would you pay the $8.99 or something a month for Gardo's baseball over the course of a year?
Yeah, I mean, that seems very reasonable. I mean, that's what a drink costs on a night out of the town.
There you go.
At this point.
Just asking.
So, but the hope is that it's just over the air. You could, you know, have your antenna, right? Have the games just available on the affiliates. That would be the hope going forward. It's just, boy, would the Guardians take a bath on that. That is a lot less money for them locally, and that drives so much of what they do, whether it's free agency, whether it's in team building. It just is so, but man, everybody just had it better in the old cable model. I know people were celebrating the a la carte streaming, and I finally get to watch what I want to watch. Just seems it's adding up to not a better deal for us.
You see that? Even that's bundling. That's starting to go the way of the cable. I'm like, guys, this is eventually just going to be cable again. Like
only Disney, more expensive.
Disney Plus, I got four things there. Well, before it was all a la carte, now it's on one thing. It's all going to be the same thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.